The mace has been buried. And they returned to the Beit HaKfar. And the meaning is that those that were coming to the mace of the Beit HaKfar, on the way back to the Beit HaKfar, they would form into row and say words of comfort to the Abba. And it has reached its mind of Kriyashma. If there's time to start and to complete reading at least one pasuk of Kriyashma before they reach the roads in which they form around the Abba to comfort him, then they should go ahead and start reading the Kriyashma. But if there is no time for that, they shouldn't even start reading the Kriyashma, as the people that are forming roads to comfort the Abba are considered osek b'mitzvah, and they're involved in gemil chasara to comfort the Abba. And gemil chasara is a mitzvah min haTorah, the pasuk said, but Da'at Lahem and the Dev, you should show them the way. This is referring to Gmil Chasadim. And since they're Osek B'mitzvah, they're Patim in a Mitzvah, so they are Patim from Kriyashma. Ha'omdim B'shura Ha'primim Peturim V'achitonim Chayav. If they're already standing in rows to comfort the Abba and it reaches mind of Kriyashma, those that are standing on the inside road, they can see the Abba from where they're standing, they are considered Osek B'mitzvah and are Patim from Kriyashma. But those that are standing on the outside rows and cannot see the Abba from where they're standing, they're not considered osek b'mitzvah, and they would be chayav to recite the Kriyashma. Women and servants, avadim k'tanim and k'tanim, children under bar mitzvah, are apostate from Kriyashma and from tzitzot. Now, Kriyashma and tzitzot are time-bound mitzvahs. Kriyashma has to be recited at a certain time, and tzitzot, it's only put on during the day, not at night, not on Shabbos. So it's also a time-bound mitzvah. And women are b'adam k'nanim, are pasur from all mitzvahs. I say shazman grama. Every time-bound mitzvah they are pasur from. So what's the chiddush that they're pasur from Kriyashma and tzitzot? Mefarshim explain that you might think nashim avadim should be chayav in Kriyashma even though it's a mitzvah. I say shazman grama, since it's a very important mitzvah, as it has in it kabbalas all machas shemayim. So the Mishnah tells us that even so they are pasur. So too you might think they're chayav in tefillin. The Torah compared tefillin to mezuzah, and you might think just like they're chayav mezuzah, the Chaim and Son as well, so therefore the Mishnah teaches us that they're passed from Tzitzon. And Ketanim are passed from Kriyashma and Tzitzon, even though they reach the age of Chinef, they reach the age in which the father is Mechuyah to train the son in Mitzvah. Even so, they are passed, and during the time of Kriyashma, the sons are usually not around for the father to train him in Kriyashma, so therefore the father is passed for training the son in the Mitzvah of Kriyashma. And so too, the father is passed for training his son in the Mitzvah of Tzitzon, since a cousin, even though he reached the age of Chinef, cannot guard stone with the proper kedusha that requires, therefore, his pasuk from being mechanech his son in the mitzvah tefillah. The chayavim b'tefillah uva mezuzah uva berachas hamazon, but nashim avadim and ketanim are chayav in tefillah. And even though tefillah is also a time-bound mitzvah, but since it's rachamehu, we're begging mercy, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's appropriate that women and avadim should daven, and so too ketanim should also daven if they reach the age of chinuch, and they're also chayav in mezuzah, and mezuzah is not a time-bound mitzvah. Even though the Torah compares mezuzah to Talmud Torah, and women are pasuk from Talmud Torah, the pasuk says, "Belimadatem osam es b'neichem," you should teach them to your sons, but not to your daughter. But even so, they're chayav in mezuzah, and also they're chayav in berachas hamazon. As berachas hamazon is a mitzvah that says shalom es mangram, it's not a time-bound mitzvah that women are chayav in. Now there is a suffix though, whether the women are chayav min haTorah or only min rabbanan berachas hamazon, even though Berachas Hamazon is a mitzvah min haTorah. The pasuk says, "Achalta v'savata berachta." And since it's a mitzvah, I say, "Shalag is my grandma." Women should be chayav. But in the benching, we say, "Aretz haTovah asher nasan lach," on the good land, which is Eretz Yisrael that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave you. And women did not get a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael was not divided up among the women, only among the men. So therefore, it's possible that even though it's a mitzvah, I say, "Shalag is my grandma," women would not be chayav in Berachas Hamazon. So therefore, since it's a suffix where the women are chayav in Berachas Hamazon min haTorah min rabbanan, women cannot be motzi a man. A woman cannot see the Berachas Hamazon and be motzi a man from his chiyuv. The man would have to hear it from a different man or say the benching himself.